Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode, Gary goes on the Bad Crypto Podcast to discuss all things NFTs, including his debut project VFriends.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
We have with us right now an NFV, a non-fungible Vaynerchuk. Gary, welcome to the Nifty Show.
It's great to see you, Trav and Joel. It's a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Are you eating nuts there?
Grapes.
Okay, so that's maybe going nuts. So, you know, you're a little late. I know you want to buy the Jets, but as you can see from the photo, I bought them. Yep, they're mine.
I didn't realize Garbage Pail Kids and Street Fighter could be so profitable.
It's amazing what NFTs will do. Well, you're about to find out because you are getting ready to launch your first NFT collection that you have called VFriends. Tell us about them.
10,255 tokens. A little head nod to CryptoPunks in some way, but a little different number. In 2016, when did Ethereum come out? You know,
2015.
Yeah, that makes sense. So 15, probably South by 15, but I don't know the timing. Definitely then by 16, an incredible friend of mine by the name of Aaron Battalion, who is the CTO of Living Social, Groupon's biggest competitor at the time, has gone on to become a big, you know, Silicon Valley technologist, VC, brilliant guy, tech boy. We're sitting in a jam session at South By and really broke down Ethereum for me, because the year before, that whole crew that would get together, we all bought Bitcoin. And so, you know, you're starting to get into that stuff. You're starting to like learn it. And so 17 was when I really was looking at ETH and then, other blockchain stuff, hearing about. And then, And basically, when I understood that you could put contracts on that was like fascinating to me, right? Like you can put a lease on it, contracts, fine. Fast forward to, you know, you've hit me up, Joe. We have a great relationship for our Web 2.0 days, and like I'm aware of like Wax and Ethereum and seeing stuff. I invested in a company called Roll in VaynerRC several years ago for like individual coins, personal brand. Like you can imagine with all this stuff, and then the garage selling and the collectible, you can imagine, but it's all floating in ETH or out there for me as I'm, you know, navigating my life. Very, very similar for me to Web 2.0 social media, right? Like watched Friendster, watched MySpace, you know, doing my wine thing. And I'm like, this thing feels different, right? Anil, you know, these blogs, waxy.org and Jason Kotke and Anil Dash and like, this TechCrunch thing, Slashdot, you know, and I'm like, there's something brewing. And for me, I'm, you know, a pop culture retailer businessman. So for me, I'm always thinking like, when's it going to be ready for prime time? Even sports cards, a year I looked at, and that was something I very much understood. It was like, okay, now I'll talk, because
they've come back in a big way. Like sports cards have just blown up.
So for me, it was really this winter when April through September was incredible, hardcore navigation of 1,000-person company, a lot of fear with COVID, layoffs, then hiring, like just, you know, gnarly kind of like 15-hour a day life, just trying to make sure everyone's healthy and safe and the business is okay. And, you know, you kind of almost need like a distraction when you get out of like a 8-month, you know, like when you're a captain, it's an 8-month storm and you finally get to calmer waters. You're like, let me go get a beer. And like, and that beer for me was NFTs. I was like, I need some, let me, you know, this has been going on. Let me dig in here a little bit deeper. And that thing that happens in my life where I'm like, oh, we're okay. It's 11:45 PM. It's not 6:30. It's not 2:30. This is getting close. Let me get my shit together, because I like being involved in consumer stuff. I like when things are ready. But I also don't want to say shit. And I also want, you know, this is the weirdest one, because the last two things, Web 1, Web 2, for me, nobody knew who the fuck I was. I had no audience, nothing. So in general, I like doing homework. This was even more dangerous. And I'll continue to do that on podcasts like this. I'm like, look, I don't know what that means. Or like, you know, like I'm not there yet. Or, you know, like all these things that everybody has to do when they go through their journey. You know, there's so many new chains. There's so much going on. You know, I decided to do VFriends on Ethereum. So there's all those dynamics of level two and gas and all the things that people take shots at Ethereum for, which I'm empathetic and I understand why. There's, you know, incredibly cool stuff going on other chains. I want to understand it all. Immutable this for level two, Wax with you, Joel, what you guys are doing, like Polkadot, Solana, Cardano, like, you know, you're just kind of looking at it all. For me though, much like web one and web two, I didn't want to learn Ruby on Rails, right? I didn't want to learn how Amazon services worked. And going way back, I wasn't learning how to code an ASP for Wine Library's first site. I didn't care how we had a, you know, I wanted to be dangerous enough so I wasn't an idiot. But, you know, for me, this is a very interesting time because with this, there's almost a requirement to get a little bit deeper, you know, just a hair. There's also money being exchanged in a very different way. You know, that first time you connect a MetaMask and you buy something and that 40-second delay happens, I'm like, wait a minute, where you know, like you know, I'm Patrick. One of the biggest things I'm going to do this, like the 24 hours before my launch here, is probably make 800 videos and go live and be like, okay, I'm aware that some of you are going to buy something for the first time. Let me tell you exactly the fear you're going to have for 49 seconds. So just trying to get my shit together, you know, and also trying to, you know, jumping into different discords, reading, you know, I get so passionate that I always worry that my excitement is confused with thinking I know. So I've been very aggressive with my words of like, I'm in my journey. I'll talk about, when I get comfortable with something, I'll talk about it. I understand why people buy things. Let's start there. Mm-hmm. I may not understand every single T&I on underlining tech, but I'm going to listen and try to at least have something I can hang with. But I definitely understand why people buy things and how. I understand how markets get built and what becomes of them. And that's why I've been telling people that 99% of the projects may not end up being a great investment because I understand supply and demand. Mm-hmm. But it's an incredible time to be alive. I can't believe we're here, right? Like, it's like, you know, after going through Web 2.0, I didn't know how long, if ever, would it be before my juices in my body felt like, oh, I want to stay up at all hours of night and learn and meet people and all, you know, and this one's so fun, right? Like everybody I'm like following or DMing with or Discording with, they've got their fucking favorite NFT as their avatar. The metaverse is brewing. You know, all this stuff is going on. And for me, what a lot of people don't know is 2 years ago, I got very far along the path of creating toys that were called Workplace Warriors. And what you know, Joel, you know this about me. I know you know this about me. I do read a lot, all my comments. Not like I did in 2007 to 2011. I have way less time. But I read a lot and, you know, I get a lot because of the way I communicate and what I talk about. A lot of people that are like, hey, thanks for the video. I just watched your video at lunch. My boss is such a dick. It made me feel better or this and that. And like to the point where I was like, wait a minute, this is going to be cool. I like business. So that's me. But I also love collecting. That's me. And I love having a selfless and selfish thing, right? The whole like, right? It works. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to do a toy. Nice little $30 toy. This is my shit. This is what I like. People put an empathetic elephant on their fucking, you know, on their desk. And when their boss is a dick and they look at it, they'll think of me that says, fuck you. And look, you know, like I was like, this is going to really be good. So I really went down that path heavily, molding, design, fucking, and then, you know, and then got busy and then boom, COVID. You know, it was one of those things where I'll address this in Q1.
And there's so much to do when you're creating a thing like that, the supply chain and all these things you got to deal with, all this physical shit.
So you nailed it. You knew exactly where I was going. So now I'm deep. I'm buying some punks. I'm learning. I'm looking at all the superhero cool shit you're doing, Joel. I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute. Fuck, I'm going to be able to do my thing on this. Because what happened with me is what happened with Wine Library TV. I'm like, oh shit, the internet's changing. The way I sell wine for my dad is changing. What do I do? What do I do? Oh, this YouTube thing is going to be the biggest of them all. I know about wine. It was so left field. I mean, you probably remember, Julie. It was so left field. Everything was tech. Dignation, Zay Frank. It was all tech. And then this guy in New Jersey with a wine store starts this show, and it worked. And I don't know how to do things when I think the world's changing without throwing myself into it.
Right. You play with the toys. That's how you learn. With the
toys. So like, I'm like, I'm going to make my own. I'm going to learn a ton of shit. And guess what? I have. And one, you know, and you know, the Web3 stuff is really intense and really fun. And I'm learning and I'm enjoying it. And I'm just so happy to be a part of the community. And like, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's such a friendly community. One thing I've noticed about the NFT space is like, it seems like everyone's sort of uplifting each other, right? They're cheering each other on.
Outside of the different chains, a little bit of that gets a little, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And outside of like cryptocurrencies versus NFTs, yeah, you're seeing incredible behavior and rooting for, listen, there's a lot of money. There's too much money going on. I think that is probably the thing I'm most worried about with social. You were actually just building brand and relationship and reputation, which kind of like helped. I think it's going to be a little weird here, Trav. Unfortunately, like there's too much money being exchanged. Like I've already seen it from a couple of people like DM me. They're like, oh, are you upset that other things launched right before your thing? I'm like, no way. First of all, the things they were referencing were from OGs. And I was like, you know, who am I? Second of all, you know, one of the things I'll tell anybody who's listening, this is just more macro. Anytime you think someone's taking something out of you, you are completely confused about how the world actually works. Huh. The world is fundamentally abundant. Like there's plenty of room to buy punks and to buy, you know, to buy cardboard heroes and to buy, by the way, this is what's going on with the art world and the collectible world. All my sports card friends are like, what the fuck? You know, why are you so focused on this? Like you put in so much into the sports cards. I'm like, both. I'm like, they're gonna help each other. Topps' project on wax is gonna help its cardboard and vice versa. I think the world is, if you do good shit, it will be just okay. Don't blame somebody else's success for your lack of execution.
Absolutely. So you're going all in. We did, you know, I knew when you started drawing these characters, you were going somewhere with it. I said, we got to get on. We got to talk about it. I brought you up to speed on NFTs with my knowledge. I told you about wax. You decided to go with Ethereum. You got to do what you got to do. But let's talk about what you actually are doing here, because these V friends, these are not just picture NFTs that Gary has drawn. You have tapped into one of what we think is the key use cases for NFTs, and that each one is tied to something real world.
Correct. To me, where I was starting this, thank you for bringing me back, Joe. You've always been good at that. You know, I'm throwing a massive conference called VCon, where every one of these tokens, so this is actually, since we're looking at it, this is how it breaks down. There's 10,255 tokens, 9,400 of them, as you can see, are admission tokens. They come in different rarities, as you can see. And those are, to your point, if you scroll up, Joe, if you don't mind, if you click VCon at the tippy top, just for the visual. Yep. So what's interesting about this, if you scroll down, so VCon is a conference I'm throwing. Actually, can you go to VCon.co? I don't know if
you can do it. I can do amazing things.
Yeah,
because I have the internet. I can't type though, because I have the internet at my, no, that is not it. Oh, VCom. I got myself involved there. Yeah, that's it.
You were bragging on a little too early. Like, oh yeah, I can do all the, whoops.
Yeah, except go anywhere.
So every token, all 10,255 are going to be invited to VCon. That's how you get in. To me, this is you'll see so many inspirations of my past. South by Southwest, Web Summit, Tech Country Disrupt, right? Like, you know, all the things that shaped me, I want to throw that conference with a little bit of music and entertainment. And actually, believe it or not, it's basically all those things I mentioned with Coachella and Rolling Loud with summer camp. So one of the things I'm very excited about, you'll see it as we go back to VCon. It's some of the tokens I did are called competition tokens, which are like tokens to have one-on-one access to play me in ping pong and in checkers and all this other stuff. And you can go back to scroll up because this is the smaller one. Why don't you go meet the friends? Yep. Right there. Meet. Yep. So if you scroll down, right? So there's three, there's access tokens. So let's go back, 9,400 to the conference, 555 called gift goats. You buy this token, you connect your wallet and put your address, and stick with me here, Trav, six times a year, minimally.
Six.
Over 3 years, because all these tokens are 3 year things, you know, off chain tokens. Six times a year, I send you surprise and delight gifts.
Mm.
Thank you, Joel. So nice. As you can imagine, what's really cool about this is once I see what everybody pays for it, I take a step back and I'm starting to reverse engineer. For example, if the first gift I send is more than people paid for the goddamn token, shit's gonna get really weird. And this is, and I, this was important to me for a reason. If this just was my doodles, I'd have no control after the fact, unless I do what I'm up to, which is I'm gonna spend the rest of my life building this intellectual property. So I'm gonna try to do cartoons and backpacks and toys and movies and streetwear brands. So I'm gonna really, this is probably where my career is going. This is my now intellectual property. This is my Zelda. This is my Pokemon. This is my Scooby-Doo. And I'm gonna see how far I can take it. And I think I'm very good at building brand. And you know, there's, and so that's the tokens. And then there's 300 access tokens, which I think, you know, it's funny. I went back and forth on doing this because I didn't want really to be about me and my time. So much of this is about building up characters that represent the things I talk about so that I'm not the front man of my passions. But I did want to send a blueprint. As the project was evolving, I was noticing a lot more people coming out that had audiences and doing very bullshit projects that I thought were money grabs. And I thought a lot of people were going to lose a lot of money and then hurt the space. So I said, you know what? I'm going to put a blueprint of what I think a lot of people are missing in this project. And that's what I think with access tokens. So with access tokens, you buy the token, you get the collectible, you still get, in addition, the conference. But if you scroll down, Joel, in addition to this being a ticket to the conference, for example, there's 125 Hangout Hawks. All 125 people there are part of a virtual Hangout group with me that gets together five times a year for 45 minutes, Q&A, just with me. Then you see the in-person ones, Dinner Deer, Lunch Ladybug. Those are literally having dinner together. And what I'm excited about is I'm gonna work my tail off that if somebody buys Dinner Deer, which is, you know, not gonna be inexpensive, but they're still gonna own the next 2 years rights to that ticket. So as you can imagine, they may be able to have dinner with me. And then if things go well, have an asset where they'll be able to make a decision if they wanna come back next year or put it up. So it's important for me to innovate on the multi-year aspect. And then you get into the one-on-one access. Again, 85 of them are virtual FaceTime characters. So FaceTime Fox is a 5 minute FaceTime with me, again, multi-year thing. And then you get into the crazy one-on-ones. Garage sailing Yale, literally go garage sailing with me for 4 hours on that episode of Trash Talk. Podcast Panther, I think is a great one. You buy that token, I become a 45 minute guest on your podcast. So I can see a lot of people seeing that as value. Workout Wolf, literally work out with me and my trainer. Gone Fishing Fish, literally a 3 hour, I think, fishing trip with me. I mean, that's some quality time. Wine Shopping Spree Woodchuck, which is really exciting.
What's the Kino Koala? Do they get to keynote with you or what?
Kino Koala is an unlimited token to every public keynote I give in the world where you get a VIP ticket and green room access meet and greet prior to it.
Nice.
So what I'm hoping there for, Joel, is that somebody decides to treat me like the Grateful Dead. And literally, I see them at every city in the world.
Vayner heads.
These kind of remind me of sweet pickles back in the day. I remember these, like,
yeah, yes, remember? Yes,
yeah, I remember these. They all have a little good feel good story behind them.
They broke it. Actually, I looked at it because I was like, wait a minute, somebody said it to me when I was doing. I was like, shit, let me look at it. They had a little bit of a mix. This is a little more positive. So you know, listen, there's also, if you keep scrolling down, something I'm really proud of, the competition ones here. Maybe my favorite one, Uno Unicorn. That's literally a four-person Uno game. Three people will buy that token. We're gonna have a four-person Uno, so I can draw four. And
shouldn't it just be called a Unicorn? I'm just thinking.
On some real shit. I'm devastated right now.
Yeah.
Right now, right this second, I'm devastated. That is so much better. God damn it. Look, on the flip side, I think I did a good job with the bowling boa. Turning a pin into a snake, I thought that was creative.
That's pretty creative.
Thank you, sir. Finding an animal that rhymes with ping pong was tough, but there is a kalong bat out there, thank God. So the ping pong kalong. And then if you scroll down, Joel, 5 scholarship access. These are people we're just going to submit. I'm going to give them 5 45-minute sessions with me, 30 hours with VaynerX senior executives, and a paid internship to any VaynerX company. On the 10% royalties on the secondary transactions, I'm keeping 9. I'm giving 1% to 5 charities I pick each year. So a lot of fun dynamics, real fun, big ambitious project. Fucking going for it.
Yeah, I think this is really cool. As we've talked about this, Joel and I, you know, over the time, it's like, you know, this is NFTs and social tokens. Really, I think the combination between the two give access to your favorite content creators in a whole new way, right?
100%.
And you're taking that shit to the next level with these NFTs being specific interactions, which nobody's done. I've not seen anybody do specific interactions. This equals that, and you get to do this with me. A lot of people are just, here's a cool collectible and enjoy it and have fun. You're actually diving in and you've built a strategy and you set a blueprint around developing access to Gary V and inspiring people on an ongoing basis. I think it's brilliant.
Thank you. And then for me, what's really exciting, Trav, is I'm petrified. Like I find people so fascinating. People are like, oh, short-term thing. I'm like, are you out of your mind? If this fails, I'm dead. Like I'm spending the rest of my fucking life trying to make some of these characters mean something. Like why do I go to garage sales and buy Thundercats? Because it eventually meant something. And thus that meant like it was worth something versus another piece of plastic at a garage sale from something that nobody's ever heard of, right? Why is it Garbage Pail Kids and Street Fighter and other cool things on wax, right? Like, because those meant something. Like now, if you notice, I created something that had a lot of real life value in the first 3 years, that gives me time to turn the tokens and the art into meaningful collectible assets. I go and land a Netflix cartoon deal for 4 of these characters in a series, we're off to the races if that series hits.
This is the pathway to the Jets. This is it right here.
I think so.
Yeah. A couple things. First of all, you're gonna kill it. Or I should more aptly say, you're going to crush it. These are going to sell out so ridiculously fast. Your head is going to swim. It's going to go, what the hell just happened? I have no question. We see a lot of these launches and we know which properties, you know, are going to resonate and which are not. We usually call them pretty good. Sometimes we miss. I'm not going to miss with this one. And I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. It's going to sell out super fast. So you don't have to be nervous about it. Here's the thing. You're talking about this is the next part of your life. It's not just the brand. You are putting yourself so deeply into delivering after this purchase that, yes, it literally is the next part of your life. You're going to be busy as hell.
You know who was the happiest? D-Rock and my video creative team. They're so pumped. Because they're like, oh, this is fucking gold. Like we can finally make a vlog. You're so boring. Like you're set, like fine, but how many episodes of Daily V or Weekly V can people watch of you being in meetings for 16 hours? Like this is gonna be funny. Like you're gonna, they also know me. When I lose an Uno on some reverse card and then a draw 4, I'm gonna be pissed and it's gonna be funny. You know, it's funny. The other part of this, Joel, is, and I think, again, this is what's so fun to talk to you guys because we come from a time where we shared a lot of stages and back rooms. And I'm so uniquely built for the way I built this because I genuinely love people. Like, to me, I'm excited about meeting Barry from Indiana in a ping pong game or having dinner with Sarah and Rick and John. Like, this is like, I'm humbled by it. I enjoy it. I think a lot of people who are lucky enough to have big audiences actually don't like it. They're a little more introverted. And I understand that. And maybe they'll do very different versions of this, or maybe just the conference, or maybe just, you know, a hard good that comes along with it. For me, there is nothing that is more valuable than someone's time and the access to their brain, their heart. And I'm hoping it inspires people. And I think, you know, I want to buy, and you know, I built this with the intent of like some of the players that play behind you, sir. Like I want to throw the football with Zach Wilson, my new quarterback. I'll pay for that shit, especially if I own the token after it. Like I'm built it. You know, I mean, so I'm hoping, you know, cook, you think about it, famous chefs, authors, it's not just about influencers and celebrities. If somebody's the foremost expert of beekeeping and she puts out 50 coins, tokens, NFTs, and five of them are the gold honey ones, and those come with a 2-hour session with her of like really doing it, that's meaningful. If I could do it with a music, if a music producer put this out and I want to be a music producer and I get 3 hours in studio with him or her, I mean, this is really meaningful. And I think the other thing you have to think about, one thing I did very late. So I don't know, I didn't know as well as, I still am a little nervous because it's dragging. So, but as I started seeing demand building a little bit more, I'm like, wait a minute. I started taking more tokens off that I'm holding for myself because I want to give away more to my Discord community because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, things can get expensive and you know, so you got to think about all that stuff. And I've been enjoying the strategy and the thinking of it.
Yeah. What are the prices going to be? Are these all going to be auctioned off or how is that working?
So all Dutch auction, Trav. I was very worried about what I knew I would have is 30, 40, 50 people. I haven't released the prices yet, Joel. But Trav, I knew there was like 100 people that were smart enough to know this is actually buying into me forever. And so they were going to buy them all. I was very worried about that. I heard a couple things just not heard in rumors. I mean, talking to people and I could just see, I was like,
some of these whales will do that stuff, man. They're going to go out there
and I had an extra problem. I have new whales that have never bought anything that really know me and have been really following me and are like, you know, these are people that are offering $100 million investment to VaynerMedia to have a small percentage of the company because they believe in me so much and they can't. So as soon as I saw them hovering, I'm like, fuck that. I don't need a headline that says Gary V sells playing tennis with him for $1 million. I was petrified of that douchery. Mm. So I capped it and I'm doing a Dutch auction. So starting price that goes down. So it starts at a price that goes down. And it basically, in essence, becomes a buy it now game, right? You kind of like are playing the game of like, do you want to snipe it at this price or not? Is somebody else going to come in? So the floor on the majority of them are 0.5 ETH, which is obviously moving a lot since this project started. Mm. So, but for me, I'm pouring it back into the conference and into the gift goats. Like if this does uncomfortably well, you know, it means I'm going to throw the best conference in the world. You know, that, you know, I'm treating this as an enterprise and as a real corporation that, like, when I look at Workout Wolf right now, Joe's got that up right in the forefront. When I look at that, right, I'm like, I should probably build a $50 million protein shake business around him. Like, I'm capable of that. You know, people are very confused by my business acumen. They're so focused on Gary B, the character. In the last 10 years, I started Resy with Ben Leventhal, the restaurant app. It sold for $200 million to Amex. I started Empathy Wines with two former interns. It sold for close to 9 figures to Constellation Brands. VaynerX has 8 companies underneath it. I run it day to day. And it's a global company doing north of $250 million in revenue. We just opened up Mexico City. My brother and I started a meaningful sports agency. We're a major player in UFC immediately. You know, 40 plus NFL players. So like, I'm excited because I know what I'm going to do as the operator, as Gary Vaynerchuk, the business operator against the intellectual property of this project. So that's, nothing makes me happier than that because then I can really come through.
So you were going to launch on my birthday. Thanks for that. But
that was the single reason, by the way.
I know that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. For whatever
reason.
What are you,
40? What are you, 40 now?
Yeah, stop it, you flatterer with your words. 57 there, Junior, 57.
I wish I, look, your hair's better than mine. I'm impressed.
You work a lot harder. The launch is being pushed out to what day and what time? Do you know?
I know this is airing on Friday. I promised that I wouldn't even put this out because I don't want to put anybody in a precarious spot, but I'm early next week. I'm feeling confident to say that.
Okay. So they need to,
and I'm definitely giving everybody now because of the way it's gone down a full 24-hour notice. Okay. And then I'll do it.
Yeah, you'll post on your Twitter and your Discord. Everywhere. I'll tell you what, here's what you need to do. You know, whenever we do a sale, we always buy a little of our own because we like to play. So I would say buy at least one that gives you time with yourself so you can have some time off.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
What happens to this? I'm curious about the mechanics mm-hmm. on this. It's like, say I buy one of the things is one of those 3-year deals where you get a dinner with Gary or whatever, yep. 5 times a year. There's only a one-time use and you use it. What's the stop? Is it burnable? Like once they are using it, they got to send it to you, then it gets burned? Or how do you take it out of circulation so somebody doesn't try to sell it again to somebody else?
It's validated on chain.
Now, how are you doing that? Do you know?
So what we did with, I to your point, so Jim and the team at NFT 42 have just been remarkable OG guys. I don't want to miss, especially publicly, mis-explain it, but I'd love to jam with you guys offline. I've had like 4 of my other hardcore nerd friends be like, yep, good. So we're validating in that way and making sure that it's also like piping to OpenSea. And anywhere else, I'm petrified of that part, Trav, of anybody being confused. That's probably stood me up the longest. Mm. What if somebody gets confused that it no longer has the access, right?
Did that, and we've encountered that because we sold our Nifty Box as a membership card, and we did a couple that were just good for a month. Says right on it, November 2020, but people were then selling them after, and somebody could buy something that has no use.
What they have to do is they got to send it to you and then it's validated, and you could actually send them back a different version, one that's already been used. That way they no longer have that version to be able to sell.
I feel incredibly comfortable in what they built, but I also want to make sure I speak to it. And obviously as we get closer here, I will have all those T's and I's crossed.
Understood. So are there any of them that are just purely collectibles, or does everything has function?
Well, no, everything has function. Every single token is a 3-year ticket to VCon. Everyone.
What? 3-year ticket to VCon. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
We got to get these, Joel. We got to go to VCon.
That is the thing that excites the shit out of me because think about this. I care about my reputation dearly. I definitely care about my community dearly. Not more than my reputation. Like, you know, everyone cares about their reputation the most. So for me, what's really exciting is the 3-year thing. If it was a 1-year thing, I couldn't do what I'm going to do for my community. I'm going to throw such an I'm putting my poor accountant and my finance team, they ran the numbers. They're very big numbers at the prices that things are going, right? And when I said to them, I'm like, look, can we talk about, you know, tax write-offs for, and they were like, for what? I was like, if this company loses money. They're like, loses money? What are you talking about? I'm like, guys, I'm not selling a doodle like you read on the newspaper. I'm like, I have 555 people getting 18 meaningful gifts. That's math. And these aren't gonna be $40 gifts. These are gonna be very expensive gifts. Who the fuck knows where these people are gonna live? I might have to ship something to fucking Sri Lanka. Who the fuck, you know, like, so there's that. Second, this conference is gonna be bananas. I'm probably gonna have what, 8,000, you know, you guys probably know this stuff better. I'm 10,255, 7,000, 8,000, because obviously some people are gonna have multiple, you know, tokens. And I need to throw something that's insane.
Yeah, because it's not gonna be cheap.
No, VCon 2022 has to be insane, because if it does, and it is, and it will be, well, then everyone's going to win. All the token holders can get bombarded when everybody sees what the fuck I did. Well, you know, if you have some of the biggest names in the world performing, if you have the greatest keynote speeches, those speakers are going to cost me money. Like, this is going to be, I mean, I expect VCon to be a 7-figure production each year. And I'm not talking about 1 million. So like, you know, I'm scared it might be an 8-figure production for the first one. I need to blow it out of the world.
But even if it's a loss leader, Gary, you're building this brand.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And that is really the long game. It's not like you're going to suffer.
Because I am an extremely successful author who has a lot of leverage, who's a free agent after this book that I have coming out. And first, my publisher, Harper, is going to be very interested in my books because I'm a moneymaker for them. So when I say to them, hey, remember when you signed me to that 10-book deal years ago and it really worked out? Let's have a conversation here. I want to come out with a kid's book, which I do, by the way, with these characters. And I want to teach kids that empathy matters. I want to teach kids that compassion matters. But I also want to teach them that accountability matters and like some other things. And
the world needs that, man. The world needs more kindness. We're more divided than ever. We got to teach these principles.
And I think that I, Gary V, am a good deliverer of information for 63% of people. But you two know this. I'm not naive. There's 30% of people who think I'm bad because I'm aggressive. I'm a Jersey kid. I curse. I have so much conviction. They feel like I'm a know-it-all or just flexing or, you know, entrepreneurship, burnout. And there's a lot of, and I'm empathetic to that. I don't think that those are bad people. I think, why should they spend 15 hours really understanding what I'm saying? We haven't had the luxury to really have a conversation. They don't know how I act one-on-one. So I'm empathetic to that. I now have this whole universe of characters to still let me put good deposits into the world for people who tune me out. Mm. And I think anybody who's been parented as well as I have, who's grateful, who's happy, I think all the happy, grateful people have an obligation to put more good into the world. And I do that, and I take the heat for it as Gary Vee. And now I have Patient Panda, right, to do that. And I'm going to do that. And I'm really proud of it. And I think it's going to go well. And I can do all my stuff, right? I can do that part while also my streetwear, sneakers, hoodies. I can go do JVs with the best streetwear brands in the world and create that part and scratch that itch. Or my toy collecting part. I can do that Workplace Warriors thing in a different form now. And you know, because I was so affected by toys as a kid, you know, collectible toys. And so I'm really, and what about my consumer packaged good stuff? Like I look at Workout Wolf, I just did it right now. That was the first time I thought it, right now on the spot. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I could probably turn that into a protein bar or something, Workout Wolf. Like what? Like I'm gonna show the entire bag of tricks. And that's why I think the people that get behind this project have a dark horse chance of doing really well. Because if we all wake up in 22 years and the IP means a lot, well then these NFTs are gonna have some meaning.
Well, Gary, we appreciate you coming on. You promised us 15 minutes and you've way over delivered. You have many words and I know that people are going to enjoy it.
Thank you, brother. You mean a lot to me. You guys grew up with me and that's that. The last thing that felt like this to me, we were there. Mm-hmm. We were there in those conference rooms, in those conferences. Like we all remember. And that's what this is. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming in at the same exact time. I came in 07, and it was really starting to really happen in 04-05, that second wave. This thing has been happening. I've been watching from afar. You don't think I noticed, Joe, when you changed your backdrop on Twitter to like superhero shit? I was like, whoa, I like that shit. What? You know, like, but I come in, there's a certain time when I like to dance, when it's a little bit more mature, because my head is not as technically, I'm more consumer. So I need it to be just a little bit more mature. I've got just enough danger to understand it, but I need it to be a little further along. And I think we're in that moment. And I think in 24, 48 months, everyone-
Imagine what it's gonna be like, yes, 24 to 48 months when the masses are like, okay, the water's good, come on in.
That's right.
We've not seen anything.
Everybody understands this is actually social media 4.0, meaning everyone's public wallet, right? I keep telling my friends, I'm like, social is getting more private and crypto is about to get more public. The public wallet, right? When I saw Rainbow, right? When I saw the Rainbow wallet, I was like, uh-huh, right? Like, I believe that the way you look up somebody on Instagram or you Google them now, in 7 years, you're going to meet somebody in real life and you're going to go look at their public wallet.
Mm-hmm. You can see what NFTs are in there.
100%.
And I've always been thinking about this as a long time. It's like, why are some of these folks want to put some of these photos and videos that they're sharing up on Instagram when they could go create an NFT out of them and then have their fans buy them with their social tokens, right?
They're going to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know that you did Roll, by the way. We actually have a token on TriRoll.
That's awesome.
We have the Hero token, which is currency for Bad Crypto and Nifty Show.
Yeah, again, it's funny. I'm about to put out a ton of content of me in 2017, 18, breaking this shit down. And it's gonna be fun for me, right? Because I know, I listen. That's why. When I started getting a little louder in February, March, oh, here we go. I'm like, it's just the same old thing. Like, you should have seen what happened in Madison Avenue when I started my agency years ago. You know, that's when I was kind of segueing from Web 2.0 to Madison Avenue. Oh, Twitter boy. That was one of the headlines. Twitter boy thinks he can do shit. You know, to me, when you don't hear the cheering, meaning for me, I don't care what, all the things I accomplish, I know that I'm just another human being. And if I get hit by a bus tomorrow, unfortunately, I'll get a nice, at the point that I'm in my career, I'll get a nice 12 hours, 8 hours on Twitter and Instagram, screenshots. Gary did this for me. I've done a lot of nice things behind the scenes. I'd like to think those stories would get out. And then it'd be next Friday and 99.9 and add 100 more nines will move on with their lives. And a small group of my family and my closest friends will linger, but then that's it. And so when you don't think of yourself as anything special, you don't hear the cheering. It actually makes you very strong against the booing. When people shit on me, and plenty of people have mocked me after I launched BeFriends, you know, they've got their different takes. You know, I understand why, but I'm not devastated or unable to deal because I can't hear the cheering. And the reason I'm saying this on the way out right now is there's a lot of incredible people listening to this show because there's no reason to listen to this show. Think about who would listen to this show. You've got to be incredibly progressive, incredibly creative, incredibly cool, in my opinion. And I want to encourage them because I feel like a lot of them have Pokemon or Transformers or Raggedy Ann in them, but they're scared to put it out because they can't deal with the negative feedback. And I really don't want them to because they can change their lives and be happy and putting out your art into, you know, everyone's like, Gary's art's shit. Like, this is fucking bullshit. And I was like, you know, provenance is such an important part of this. I drew every one of these. Oh, every one of these tokens comes with the video that of me actually drawing it.
Wow, bonus.
You know, so I'm really like, I understand I'm not fucking Picasso, but they're not the worst.
I can actually spot the nose on yours. I have a hard time with Picasso's figuring out where they are.
So anyway, I'm really happy to be part of this community. I really enjoyed being on with you guys, and I wish you well.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate Cheers. You.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, I started this podcast a few weeks ago, coming up on episode 100 soon. I hope to eventually catch up so I can start asking questions. I know that most of the ones I had so far have been answered in the show, but I'm going to keep on binging. Thank you for putting this out. It's definitely helped me immensely as I get the final touches set for the creative studio I started. Even with the first episodes being years ago, they still help me in today's world. Thank you so much for that kind review. We really appreciate those words, and we're so glad that you find so much value with this podcast. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.